Okay, a highly fictitious pitch made to such a video, you know, Netflix-like executives here. I'm in that room. And okay, so we got a story here. About a couple, a simple couple in a beautiful forest landscape. They and their friends live together happily. It's called Cow Island because it is an island and they just love cows. And much of their lives is about being there, playing, taking care of the cows, and well, outside of Inas and Onis, that's a couple, their house, a beautiful road comes by. It's sometimes called Jewel Road because the sand, when you look closer at it, each grain is a fine little jewel, the finest in its sort. But it is also called the Path of Love because of this very reason, that this path, this road, which leads through all the worlds that there are, begins from here. Yes, from this little cow island where our friends live. Because what's peculiar with this place, and they don't even think about it because it's so natural to them, is that here everyone loves each other. Of course. And there is one that everyone loves the most. But we'll get to that. Well, one day, Oni declares to Aina that he has made a decision. His friend and teacher I forgot his name a wise man who's known for wandering throughout all the worlds, the three worlds. Comes back and tells him that help is needed. over in the dreamlands where people go to have fun, that there is this place they call Shadowland. Well, you can also go to have fun, but they took it too far. The dream became a nightmare and they need help to wake up. So only one day declares to Aina that he has decided if his friends there need help, you should go there and help them. What else could he do? Because he loves them. And there he is gone. But then Aina, his wife, who's always together with him, no matter where they are, because they are connected in their hearts, all of a sudden loses connection with him. And she realizes and hears and learns that that is the danger of this path he has taken. He too can get lost, just as the others whom he went there to save. So she makes up her mind leaves their children with some friends and goes to follow him. Now we're in a small town in the West Gothic area of Sweden called Bogesund. It's by a little lake. And a young boy. Finds himself there with a mother and a father. Sometimes wondering how he came there. He was born of them, his mother and father said. But he never saw that, of course. But he has strange memories of a beautiful place, and a loving wife. And we can understand how this story continues. His name is Pio. And he has this strong longing for love. And he's looking for that girl that he knows is somewhere, the one he loves, and much of his life is about finding his love again. And well, I mean, this character is kind of based on the life of the author, so there are many little stories. stories being told as we follow that destiny, that character. But there's another character too, appearing there on the other side of the planet. Well, a few years earlier, his name is Rick. Scientific genius. He helped doing the programming for the computer in the first moon landing capsule. And then he got involved in top levels, top secret research labs of artificial intelligence in the 1960s, just when the Beatles came with All You Need Is Love, and he heard that and started getting conflicted. But sitting there with high security clearance, one of the highest, and looking at the world from there, how it looks like. When you, rather than being served the worldview by others, is the one who is serving it. So we also tell the story from his point of view, and he's also based on a character I know. So there will be many little adventures of him. However, we begin with following Aina, who finds herself walking on a path, the path of love, leading down into the sea and then continuing around a mountain. Where she visits many villages, filled with wise people, even elevated yogis and sages, and making friends, incredible friends. And she was looking for her man, Onni, and everybody said, well, he's not here. He passed through here some time ago and said he was going to Shadowland. I don't recommend you to follow him, but of course he does. But when she enters, finally down at the base of that mountain, the road leading across a bridge over to a shady, foggy island out there, Shadowland. But the bridge was broken, and she couldn't get over. But But here she learned to know people who was working on repairing it again, because it had been broken by the people in Shadowland themselves. And I wanted to be alone. Their rulers wanting to rule on their own. And here now was a very interesting gang of characters, together with Aina, who was set on some or other figuring out how to help those poor people in Shadowland who call themselves humans, of which, of course, Pio was one, a small, very ordinary one, who sometimes in his dreams felt met his woman, his beautiful girl, and thought he remembered that I've come here to do something important. But then I forgot. So that's basically this story. And what happens then is, of course, a secret for now, but you get the idea, I hope. Otherwise, you're welcome to ask questions.